Phil, you have been no stranger to top tens here. You've played awfully well on this golf course. You said you feel like this major provides you the best opportunity to break through. Why is that?
Well, a couple of reasons. I've been playing well in the last year and a half, and I feel like the time and effort that I've put into my game working with Rick Smith in the last year or so has really minimized my mistakes. I feel like I've become a much more consistent player week in and week out, and so I'm not worried about whether or not I'll be in contention or will I strike it well or putt well. I feel as though week in and week out I've played much more consistent, and now the concern is can I make enough smart decisions and make enough putts to come out on top.
I know that there haven't been major structural changes to this golf course, but maybe some of the cosmetic changes will affect play. Tell me what you mean by that.
Granted, the first couple of days here we've had some rain, the greens have been soft, and the golf course has actually played very, I don't want to say easy, but much, it doesn't have the same defenses as it normally does. They have a new suction deal around the greens that takes a lot of the moisture out. And come tomorrow and Friday, the greens will be much firmer, and it's going to be extremely, extremely difficult. The fairways are a little bit longer, a little bit higher, so the ball's not rolling nearly as much, which I think is great because now we've got the distance back in the golf course that we used to years ago.
Straight ball, play well. And Mike, Phil Mickelson this year predicted the Ravens before the football season started, predicted Duke before the tournament. Wouldn't let me ask him who he was going to pick here. I have a feeling he likes his chances, and with good reason.